WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel? That little voice in your head whispering, "I wish I had done this," or "What if I had?" Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the art of living in the now and letting go of those pesky regrets that keep us stuck in the past. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes miss opportunities. It's part of the human experience. But dwelling on them? That's where things get tricky. Holding on to regret is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs you down and limits your ability to move forward. So how do we break free from this cycle? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a present-focused mindset and finally let go of those regrets. 1. Embrace imperfection. The first step is realizing that perfection isn't real. You're not supposed to get everything right all the time. Accept that you'll make mistakes. It's part of learning and growing. Think of it like this: every wrong turn can lead to an unexpected adventure. Just remember to learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, "Be here now"? It's more than just a catchy phrase. It's a powerful tool for letting go of regret. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and feel your body. This can help ground you in the here and now, where real life happens. 3. Shift your perspective. Think about those regrets. Are they truly defining moments or just chapters in your story? Could you reframe them as lessons learned? Remember, every experience, good or bad, shapes who you are today. Instead of focusing on what could have been, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I use it to grow?" 4. Forgive yourself. This is often the hardest part, but it's essential. Holding on to self-blame keeps you trapped in the past. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a friend who made a mistake. Acknowledge your imperfections, forgive yourself, and move on. You deserve peace of mind. 5. Focus on what you can control. We can't change the past, but we can influence our future. Channel your energy into things you can actually control: your actions, your thoughts, and your choices. Set goals, pursue your passions, and make each day count. This proactive approach will help you create a future filled with possibilities rather than dwelling on what's already gone. Okay, let's talk about this in a real-world scenario. Picture this. You graduated from college with honors, landed your dream job, and were ready to take on the world. But then, a year in, your company undergoes major restructuring and you end up laid off. You feel like your entire plan has gone to pot, and those "what if" questions start creeping in. What if I had stayed at my old job? What if I had chosen a different career path? That's regret rearing its ugly head. But here's the thing. You can choose to let that experience define you or see it as an opportunity for something new. Embrace the uncertainty, learn from the experience, and use this fresh start to explore new avenues. Maybe you discover a hidden talent, find a career you're even more passionate about, or build valuable connections along the way. So remember, letting go of regret is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, self-compassion, and a willingness to embrace the present moment. But trust me, it's worth it. By focusing on what you can control and cultivating a mindset of growth and gratitude, you can unlock your full potential and create a future filled with possibility. This is Stoic State of Mind, where we build resilience, discipline, and a life worth living, one day at a time. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, leave us a review if you enjoyed what you heard, and share it with a friend who needs to hear this message. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.